Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have more crazy breaking news in the land of the mad. 12 dead in San Bernardino, California. Shooting by three men, unidentified. 20 hostages freed. Gunmen in standoff with SWAT teams. As many as 12 people killed in what police are calling an active shooter situation in San Bernardino, California, where the brave men in the SWAT team are now after as many as three suspects in a standoff. Now, the question that all of you are asking is, where did it happen? Who did it, and what is this about? We don't have all the information for you on the Savage Nation. We have some of it. We don't know who did the shooting. We know where the shooting took place. Crazily enough, it was inside the Inland Regional Center. Now, what is the Inland Regional Center? Why would anyone go in there with guns and start killing people? We don't know. What does the Inland Regional Center do? Well, apparently, their Facebook page says they serve individuals with developmental disabilities in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. That doesn't tell us anything. Who in the world would go in there and start shooting people? You can say if one person did it, you could say it's a madman, like with the Planned Parenthood thing, right? One crazy individual. But now they're pursuing three? This seems like an organized assault on a center that treats people with developmental disabilities. This is getting crazier by the minute. In any case, they say there's at least 12 people dead, which means that they were using automatic weapons, which also means that this is going to get bigger and the death count will grow. There's no editorializing permitted right now because nobody can say anything about it. What can you say about this that hasn't been said? Who are you going to blame for this? I don't have any answers for this question. We'll keep looking at the story as it develops. I'm sure those of you who are near televisions or on the internet are also watching this story as it unfolds, as we are. I will put this out, though, to my vast audience across America. If you live in the San Bernardino area and you have any credible information about this horrible, tragic situation, I invite you to call the program to educate America by dialing 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Please do not call the show with any editorials about this tragedy, because nobody knows any more than the rest of us. At this time, nobody knows more about it than I do, or you do. Perhaps the SWAT team does, but they're certainly busy protecting the rest of the people and themselves. Now on to other crazy stories. Trump 100% vindicated. CBS reported a swarm on the rooftop celebrating 9/11. This was corroborated today on Breitbart by John Nolte. They went back to early tapes, and here is what they found in the New York Post right after 9/11, when the Muslims from Saudi Arabia crashed the World Trade Centers. This was reported, quote, "Here in New York, it was easy to get angry listening to Egyptians, Palestinians, and the Arabs of nearby Paterson, New Jersey, celebrate as they received word of the murderous attack in New York and Washington. But Mayor Giuliani, who has been tireless and magnificent in this crisis, rightly warned New Yorkers that it would be wrong to take their anger out on the city's Arab and Muslim residents. Attacks on Arab Americans in Paterson or elsewhere are utterly indefensible." There are many other radio reports about Muslims celebrating the 9/11 attacks. MTV ran a news report about Muslim celebrations. This proves that Donald Trump is 100% vindicated. 100% vindicated. And the rats in the media, who have spent the last number of weeks attempting to destroy our good friend Donald Trump, using what they use best, which is smears and lies, have now been proven to be what they have always been, exactly what we've said that they were. Other stories, and we'll keep looking at the San Bernardino story as these other stories are talked about. One, Are you worried that Obama's hatred of Putin will lead us into World War III? I am. I am very worried that it will lead us into World War III. This is how wars start. They're not always planned, by the way. I've studied World War I for a very long period of time, and I've called it the accidental war, because none of the nations who engaged in World War I thought it would lead to a world war. It was one chess piece falling after another. I should say almost like dominoes. Here's a story I put up on my Facebook page last night from, of all places, the Washington Post. An establishment liberal newspaper published this amazing story. Iraqis think the U.S. is in cahoots with the Islamic State, and it is hurting the war. Iraqis think the United States is in cahoots with ISIL, or ISIS, and it's hurting the war. My headline was, who first told you this? Who first told you this? Many of you know it was I. It was I 6 months ago when I saw lines and columns of ISIS trucks celebrating in the open on a highway going into Mosul after they took the city, and our Air Force did not fire a single shot at that convoy of trucks. That's when I saw that the cat was out of the bag. That's when it dawned on me that the United States and ISIS are one and the same. I know this is tough medicine to swallow, but maybe one day you'll be able to swallow the medicine of the truth, which is the most caustic medicine there is. But as every patient knows, sometimes it takes caustic medicine to cure you. Maybe one day you'll wake up to realize that the charlatan in the White House is the most dangerous, deceitful man in American history, and he's not finished yet. He's only warming up. He's getting ready for the final assault when he brings in those Syrian refugees, amongst whom, like Trojan horse, it's like the Trojan horse itself, as sure as I'm standing here, as positive as I'm standing here, simply by the law of statistics, there will be terrorists amongst them. As sure as I'm sitting here. 855-407-2822 is our phone number. Next topic. Next topic is this. Election overkill. I will not talk about it. I can't take looking at the news anymore. I'm turning the television off the minute I turn it on. 2 months away from the first official caucuses and primaries, I am suffering from election overkill. I will not talk about Trump and Rubio and Cruz and Hillary anymore. I'm sick of it. I am just sick of it. And I'm not going to talk about this subject anymore. ISIS starts building an air force in Libya. Islamic State terrorists in the port city of Sirte, located in northern Libya, are learning to fly planes using at least one flight simulator, according to military officials, in this North African state. The sources were quoted by the London-based Arabic, I can't even read it, saying that they aren't sure how a civilian plane simulator got in their hands, as well as a fighter jet. They don't know how the jihadists got both items. How will this affect the roles of all the players in the theater now? Will this expand if ISIS has air power? Next story, media minimized Mexico's role in the spread of debilitating virus hitting the United States. Pay attention. Michael Savage told you 21 years ago when I started in radio, the number one problem about immigration was immigrants and epidemics. I told you that story. I was reviled as a result of it. I was castigated as a result of it. Well, it's coming home to roost. Reported by Aaron Klein on Breitbart. Lost in much of the media coverage of new domestic cases of chikungunya. I can't even pronounce it. I can't even pronounce this disease. And I'm an epidemiologist. I wish I knew the actual name of it. We know it's a mosquito-borne virus. We know that it's endemic in Mexico. We know that Mexico has an alarming rise in this type of infection. We also know that they're pouring over our border, immigrants and epidemics. In May, the Centers for Disease Control, so-called, added Mexico to the watch level number one category for this disease. Last week, the CDC updated their level one warning, advising travelers to Mexico to, quote, protect themselves from this disease by preventing mosquito bites. I would say preventing yourself from exposure to illegal aliens would make as much sense as preventing exposure to mosquito bites. If we had a sane nation, this never would have been imported into this country. Next topic, China's cloning crusade. Technology for human replication is already there. This is perhaps the most alarming story of my entire life. It's every nightmarish science fiction story come to reality. The CEO and lead scientist of the world's largest cloning factory says that they now have technology capable of replicating human beings. The technology is already there, said Zhu Zikon, the 44-year-old chairman of the Boya Life Group, which is building the $31 million cloning factory. If this is allowed, I don't think there are other companies better than Boya Life that make better technology, he said. The company intends to begin cloning people in the first half of 2016 in Tianjin. That's unbelievable. Though the principal goal of the 150,000-square-foot facility will be cloning cattle, company executives are not closing the door to other species, including humans. Let us pray that Barack Obama does not hear this story. This is the Savage Nation, reading you the headlines, going back to the main story, opening up for the phone calls at 855-407-2822. There's no new information on that horrible shooting situation in San Bernardino that you already don't know if you're near a television or on the internet. Active shooter situation, at least 20 victims. 20 victims. Who did this? Mass shooting reported in San Bernardino, California. Stay tuned to the Savage Nation, and we'll give you all the information on this horrible situation as it emerges.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Situation, three heavily armed suspects have escaped. The latest report is that three men burst into this center for developmentally disabled individuals in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, the Inland Regional Center. They opened up with heavy weapons. They killed at least 20 people, and they fled the scene in a black SUV. The story sounds crazy to me. I have no way to put my mind around what this is about. But I think all of you can rest easily, because we have just been told that President Obama has been briefed about the shooting. So you should rest much more easily now, because the greatest man in the history of the world has been told about it. Meanwhile, a bomb squad is on the scene because a suspicious explosive device was left behind by these three men. I cannot put my... I'm not going to speculate about it. I'm just going to go on with the news stories that I had prepared for the program today, and ask you some questions about that, and continue to update on this shooting situation in Southern California. Now, one of the stories I mentioned was the cloning of humans, which to me is very alarming. China's cloning crusade, technology for human replication, is already there. I'll ask a simple question. Would you be cloned? If you could, would you clone yourself? I want you to think very carefully about that. Many of you would clone your favorite dog, for example, or cat. I've thought about it. Would I clone Teddy? I said, I don't know. I mean, do you really want a copy of a dog that you love? I mean, is that really the same thing as the dog that you love? Why not just buy another toy poodle that looks like him? You see, a purebred dog is pretty much like every other purebred dog. In many ways, of course, then they have their own individual characteristics. So why would I want a clone of my own dog, I ask myself, when there are so many wonderful animals out there and I wouldn't do it? Or a dog in a cage that's about to be euthanized. Why not take one of those? But now when it comes to humans, it's a wholly different question. Would you clone your father if he's near death? How's that for a gut-wrenching question? Would you clone yourself, your mother? I mean, this is crazy, isn't it? Would you clone yourself? I think it's a rational question. Here's another story that will tell you finally who CARE is. The Council on American-Islamic Relations. You're not going to believe this story. Judge throws out lawsuit filed by those who found the World War I Memorial Cross offensive. I'm not making this up. It came to us from the Daily Signal, by Hans von Spakovsky. In a decision that preserves the thanks of a nation for the sacrifice of Americans who died in World War I, Maryland federal judge Deborah Chastanow, a liberal Clinton appointee, threw out a lawsuit filed by the American Humanist Association about a 40-foot-tall war memorial that is almost 100 years old. The lawsuit was filed by the American Humanist Association, God curse all of them, as well as several individuals, listen, who were apparently offended that they had to drive by the monument and see it every day on a very busy highway. Here's the kicker. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, which poses as a civil rights group, was denied permission to file an amicus brief on the side of the plaintiffs. What more do you need to know about CAIR than this story? 855-407-282. On another note, from the Washington Post, young white people are losing their faith in the American dream. I wonder why. Every day they wake up and they hear that white people are evil, white people are no good, whites have privilege, black lives matter, brown lives matter. Everyone's life matters, but what white kids? And you wonder why the white kids are losing their faith in the American dream when they are more hated than ever in history? According to a new Fusion 2016 issues poll reported in conjunction with the Washington Post, a shift appears to reflect lingering damage from the Great Recession and more than a decade of wage stagnation. This is not the reason that white people are losing their faith in the American dream. It's because white kids are being attacked in this country in a way that is more vicious than you could ever imagine. Politicians on the left are tweeting about the shooting and making it political, as you would expect. Did you notice I didn't make it political? Did you notice that although I, Michael Savage, am called right-wing this, right-wing that, did you notice I said I'm not going to editorialize on it? It didn't stop the hag, Dianne Feinstein, from making it political. Here's Dianne Feinstein in the most despicable low-life manner that she's known for, tweeting this. I'm monitoring the shooting in San Bernardino closely. Absolutely heartbreaking that we're faced with another mass shooting. Here's the moron, Martin O'Malley, America's dumbest politician in history. Here's what he did. Horrifying news out of San Bernardino. Enough is enough. It's time to stand up to the NRA and enact meaningful gun safety laws. It's time to stand up to Martin O'Malley and Dianne Feinstein and the other anti-Second Amendment monsters. Guess I'll remind you, it was men with SWAT team members with guns who went in and rescued the hostages, you fools, you idiots, you cowards. Why didn't you run in there, Feinstein? Or you, O'Malley, with your bare chest?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
The shooting in San Bernardino gets more and more eerie. The suspects have escaped. I report once again, three men broke into a developmental disability center, killed at least 12 people, and they're reporting 12 now. 12 killed by three men in masks and body armor, and the men fled the scene. Now, you can use your imagination on this. You can put in your boogeyman, whoever you want, and see what comes up. Make it up. Who are the suspects? Make it up in your own mind. You know who you want to say you did this is your enemy. If you won race, you want it to be another race. If you won religion, you want it to be another religion. But that's not going to get us anywhere. All we know is that they escaped. And by the way, it's nowhere near the planned Parenthood San Bernardino Health Center, which is miles away. But I can guarantee you, as I sit here, that the witches of the media will make it about that. What I'm going to do is continue to talk about the other stories, take your calls on the other stories, and as breaking news emerges on this situation, hopefully they'll catch the perps and we'll know more, because we really can't talk about it until we do. I'm going to stay off that story and go to the other stories. And the number one thing that's excited my listeners is the cloning question. In China, they say they're going to start cloning cattle. Soon they'll be cloning humans. It's an eerie story. And I asked, would you clone yourself? Would you clone a pet? Would you clone your parent if they were near death? I wouldn't, for a number of reasons. And it goes back to the show I did yesterday. Something that's missing in the American dialogue in this soulless time that we live, which is, what's the difference if you clone someone if it wouldn't be them? In other words, cloning will only reproduce the protoplasm, so to speak, of the individual being cloned. Am I right? In other words, it'll duplicate and make a carbon copy of the physical body. Will it reproduce the soul of that person? Now, many would say there is no soul. If you're Woody Allen, you would argue there is no soul. If you're Larry David, who is soulless, a funny soulless ghoul, you would say there is no soul. There's no reason to talk about a thing like that, because if you reproduce the body, it'll be the same exact person. Well, if you're on film, I suppose it would be the same. But if you're a person, you well know that you have a soul. What is your soul? I have an associate, a friend, really, sort of an associate, a neighbor, actually, who's a very famous neurologist. And he says that there is no soul. We haven't argued over it. We've just talked about it on a walk with our dogs. He said, I've seen too many people die. He said, to me, it's just an electrical circuit going off. He said, when the electricity stops flowing through the brain, you die, and there's nothing there. Now, he said that to me. Now, I know many of you are very religious, and of course, you find that ridiculous, and you know that there's a soul. You believe in the afterlife, and you believe things are waiting for you, depending upon how you act here. That is the core. That's actually the core of Judeo-Christian religion, is the whole idea of crime and punishment. Did you know that? If you actually broke down the core of what Judeo-Christian religions are about, isn't it about that God watches over everything that we do, and he rewards you in the next life if you're good, and punishes you for eternity if you're bad? Isn't that what you believe? Isn't that basically the core of the religion? Apparently Islam doesn't have that in its religion, because if it did, I don't think people would be celebrating on rooftops when planes hit the World Trade Center. But let's put that aside. The question is the soul and cloning right now, and I'm going to bring you up to date on all on the news. There's no new news on this story. The people are still hiding in the building. The suspects allegedly have left the scene in a black SUV. How that's even possible with a SWAT team on scene, I don't know. With helicopters? I've seen helicopter car chases go on for 6 hours. Remember O.J. Simpson, how long that went on? With helicopters tracking his SUV? Where's the helicopter now that we need it? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The liberals, I think, outlawed chasing cars and helicopters because it upset the birds on the prairie. It reportedly upset the squirrels in the trees and made them go crazy when you had a helicopter chasing a crook. Oh, sorry, there's no police chasing them. They're not allowed in Los Angeles because liberals said that cops who chase crooks cause more harm than good. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. 855-407-2822. Who wants to clone themselves? Jim on WJR, why would you clone yourself?
Hello, Jim. I'm about 6'4", I'm 55, 250 pounds, and if you look around, we are a dying breed. The Caucasian of my size and of yours, okay, we're limited. As you all know, big dogs die early, okay? And back to soul, yes, the soul goes. It goes on to another entity, to a different plane.
Okay. But my friend, if you cloned yourself, how do you know your soul would go into the clone?
Well, I would hope it would, but like you said, it goes on to another plane.
Yeah, that's right. But so, wait a minute, you have yourself cloned, and then there's some, like, Frankenstein walking around that looks like you?
Well, larger ones, and there are at this present time. I am the last of the baby boomers, the last of the large people. There are...
Wait a minute. What do you mean by the last of the large people? How old are you? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm 55 at the present.
Okay. That makes you feel old? You're a baby compared to me.
Yes, sir, I am, but I have degenerative joint disease from...
You know, you said something that attracted my attention, which is that big dogs die young. They do. I had a friend who owned an Irish bar, who owned a beautiful Irish wolfhound, Fionn. I used to love watching him in the bar. He died at 6. The big breeds die at 5, 6, 7, 8. It's heartbreaking. And I think it's true for people as well. I think it's also true that the smaller breeds live longer.
They do, but it's all in diet, life, and choices. But as you said earlier, the main man, okay, I'm a Christian, and I believe that the main man already knows what choices we're going to make. He sees all and knows all, but he still lets it happen. He gives us free will to a certain degree. That's like with free speech. We have.
See, I wouldn't want myself cloned for one reason. It wouldn't be me. What would it be? What would it be? A protoplasmic copy of me, but it wouldn't be me. It wouldn't have my quirks, my individual traits. It wouldn't be me.
Values and your outlooks. Okay.
It wouldn't have any of my outlooks. Because it wouldn't have lived my life. It wouldn't have been born in the Bronx in 1942. It wouldn't have grown up in a tenement. It wouldn't have been the son of an immigrant. It wouldn't have gone through what we went through with a poor disabled brother and how it affected me. A hundred thousand things that shaped me as a human being would not have happened.
So
it might look like me, but it wouldn't be me.
No, but all what you have been through is an experience and a blessing.
No, but what I'm saying, you're not hearing me. Yeah, you just raised a very interesting point. So if you clone the human being, all of what you have been through and experienced would not be inside that cloned human, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
So what is that clone? What would that a cloned human be? It would be nothing but a robot that could be turned into anything that anybody wants. If you look at ISIS, to me they're like human robots. They're born and they're bred to hate. They may as well be robotic killers. They are not human beings, and they should not be treated as human beings. They are robotic killers. They are bred from birth by their sick mothers to kill the infidel. Tell me that they're human beings by what they do to human beings.
Brainwashed and drugged and manipulated.
Yes, they're brainwashed and drugged. That's correct. And there is only one solution for this army of robots, which is to snuff them out and take them off the planet. And if we had a real leader, they never would have metastasized to this level and taken over a territory the size of Great Britain. And it's long overdue for the West to recognize that unless they use maximum weapons on them and atomize them, we're all in danger. Thank you for the call. There's no updates on that horrendous story. Nothing new on that story. Nothing to see here. But you can rest quietly now because President Obama has been briefed on the shooting. And I'm sure that he and Al Sharpton are calculating how best to divide and conquer America even further. I'm sure that as we speak, him and Dianne Feinstein are in communication about how to see if they can seize your guns as a result of this situation in San Bernardino. Just rest assured that everything's under control because the president has been briefed about the shooting. WJR, Tom on the cloning question. Would you clone yourself?
No, sir, I wouldn't. Can I first say my prayers go out to the people and saw the victim in San Bernardino, as well as to the law enforcement people, that they can catch these scum and put them where they need to be.
Thank you very much. How could they flee the scene? Search for SUV that fled the scene? How is it even possible with helicopters over them?
Told us this the other day. It takes approximately 12 minutes before law enforcement gets to these places. So they had time to do their damage and leave. Who knows? Maybe they even timed it. I don't know.
All right. So hold on. So three people burst into a developmentally disabled center. Open fire with automatic weapons. They kill at least 12. Wound how many, we don't know. And then they flee. What does this sound like to you?
Well, I think we all know what it sounds like. It sounds like terrorists. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
You can't say that. Don't rush to judgment. Don't rush to judgment. Every instinct in my body is telling me exactly what you just said. But I can't tell you that I will say that on this show at this time.
We shouldn't.
Nothing else fits the bill. Nothing else fits the bill, but we can't go down that rat hole because it may not be true. But everyone listening to this show is starting to get the gut feeling that this was too carefully planned and orchestrated. Nothing was stolen. There was no robbery. There's no bank robbery here. This was simply an act of terror at innocent people celebrating. By the way, did you hear a Christmas party? Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard that yet.
Now throw that into the mix. Yeah, throw that into the mix. So we don't know who did it, but all of us are starting to say, is this an act of terrorism on our soil again, which will be covered up by the FBI, the ATF, and of course El Presidente? We don't know. Who are the suspects? How in the world could they get away with a thing like this if they escape in an SUV? How could they not be seen? Aren't there cameras on every street corner everywhere in this country? They don't know what the SUV looks like? This is an amazing story, and over the next 2 hours, I'm sure that information will emerge. about this SUV and who these people are. Up to 20 people injured inside a social services building in San Bernardino. Gunfire. Suspicious device left on the premises. Battering ram is used by the police to gain access to the building. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another day in America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. We're still looking at that horrible situation in San Bernardino, but what's perplexing is that the suspects of this mass shooting, 12 dead, we don't know where they are. They escaped in an SUV. With that police presence, no one knows where they are. Now, I want you to listen to some of the tweets of the worst people in the history of America. Hillary Clinton tweets this right after this, before knowing anything about it. Instead of congratulating the cops for saving all the others, listen to what this hag says. Hillary Clinton, I refuse to accept this as normal. We must take action to stop gun violence now. Martin O'Malley, one of the dumbest people in the history of America, also said we must enact meaningful gun safety laws. The Queen of Hearts from San Francisco, one of the most, well, I can't say it on a national show. Senator Dianne Feinstein, again attacking guns. Donald Trump, the only one with dignity, says California shooting looks very bad. Good luck to law enforcement and God bless. This is when our police are so appreciated. See why Donald is popular? Do you understand? He's the only politician who gets it right. He's the only politician who got this right. He is, by the way, they call him a demagogue. He's the least of the demagogues. Wait until you see what Obama says as they whip his speech up. As soon as the sorority is finished with the souffle, the speech souffle, we'll be hearing about gun violence any minute right now, but we already heard about it. Are you ready for this one? Here is your maximum leader from Paris just yesterday on guns in America in clip number two.
I say this every time we've got a one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries. In the United States, we have the power to do more to prevent what is just a regular process of gun homicides that is unequaled by multiples of 5, 6, 10. And I think the American people understand that. So my hope is that once again, this spurs a conversation and action, and I will continue to present those things I can do administratively.
Which means he's going to use executive action to take your guns away. Did you hear what the sneak just said? I will continue to present those things that I can do administratively. In other words, the dictator is already primed for this. You know, if I were given to conspiracies, and I got to be very careful right now, because living under this questionable anti-American president of ours, it leads you to have conspiracy theories, whether you ever had them before or not. You have to ask yourself if the Iraqi people themselves are now saying that ISIS and America are one and the same. See, they finally woke up to what's going on. And I'll give you the evidence as to why the Iraqis are saying this. Now you see this man is on a vendetta to either limit your access to weapons or take away your access altogether. We don't know what this maniac really wants to do. Now we have this shooting right now. He hasn't spoken yet today. But what's very strange to me is that the three shooters appear in black, uniforms or something like that, masks anyway, and body armor, and escape in a black SUV after starting the shooting in this social services center. You want to do a conspiracy theory? If they are never found, what would you conclude? What if a shooting of this magnitude never produces a suspect? What would you conclude? What would logic dictate this was? I'm not going to say it. I'll let you, with active minds, figure this out for yourself. And sometimes we can never know what happened. We live in a rational nation. We all think we know everything because of the age of the computer and the news. But I'm not so sure we're going to know what happened here. At least not in the next few days.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, I have no new information on this shooting in Southern California. It's quite perplexing that three men in body armor walk in with automatic weapons and open up in a social services center, killing at least 12, injuring 20, and they get away. They get away with a SWAT team there. Now, what this means, I don't know. You can have any crazy speculation that you want. We don't know the identity of the shooter, so put in the person, the type of person you hate the most. Pick the religion or the ethnic group you hate the most and put them in there, and then come up with a conspiracy theory if you'd like, because there's no reason to this. No one knows who did it. Will we ever know who did it? This could be one of those mysteries like the plane that went down, the Malaysian jet. Did they ever find the wreckage? Did they ever find the wreckage of that Malaysian jet? I have a eerie feeling we're not going to know who did this one. But why now? Why now, so soon after the shooting at the abortion clinic? People killed in the shooting. Shooters are in body armor. They escape. How is this even possible? You know, it makes you think you're living in the Twilight Zone. If you're in the news business as I am, you, at a certain point, almost want to hide from it all. The news is so horrible. The country is so mismanaged. The president is so shady. ISIS is so out of control and so everywhere that it makes you want to turn away from it all and just lock yourself in a room with a loaded weapon to defend yourself. But you can't go there. You can't let the situation do that to you. So we have to cope with the situation the best we can. We have to hope that eventually we'll find out who did this, and either they'll be hunted down and killed or brought to justice. It's certainly not going to bring the people back who were killed today. What sense did this make? No one knows. It's a social services center for developmentally disabled people. It wasn't a bank robbery. It was not a place that had any controversy surrounding it. So what is this about? No one knows. It's becoming crazier by the day. It's as though the country has been invaded by aliens who are indiscriminately messing things up. Of course it hasn't, but there's no sense in the world anymore. It's all nonsense. It's a mishmash. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Already the demagogues are tweeting about gun seizures. Dianne Feinstein, Martin O'Malley, Hillary Clinton, all tweeting to take away the Second Amendment in one way or another. They didn't pause for 1 second to show us who they really are. The dangerous, evil, anti-American demagogues they always have been. WBAP, William, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, what's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. Dr. Savage, I just wanted to say, in regard to your conspiracy that you brought up at the end of the last hour, it's very interesting to go to a conspiracy because when you're not really educated on all the facts, and when are we ever educated on all the facts, you lean to a conspiracy. But a man once said to me, there are three areas. It's what do you know, what do you think, and what can you prove? And to get to that proof is almost impossible, it seems.
All right, so you're a rational man, obviously highly thoughtful. What does this story in your mind at this stage, you're certainly putting pieces together. Every thinking person is trying to figure out who could have done this. So your mind is rushing to the terrorism side, is it not?
almost. It just seems too plausible to go after a disabled person because that's too easy. It would almost make you think, my goodness, if they can do it there, they can do it anywhere. And that's whatever's going on, it makes me believe they want you to think nobody's invincible. But I think it's...
Wait, you're saying that... Let's run down the conspiracy lane together. And we're just speculating right now. Let's say it was terrorism, ISIS terrorism for a minute. We don't have any reason to know that for sure. But you say, why would they pick on a center for handicapped people, basically?
Well, my thinking is, unprovable, is that it's an easy, easy target. And as you watch TV tonight or listen to the radio, you see this or hear this, and you're thinking, oh, my God, it could happen next door at the park, or it could happen anywhere. And I think that's what these people want you to
believe. Uh-oh. Hold on now. We just got a piece of breaking news. Jim, is this confirmed before I read this on the air? Okay. Are you ready for this, everybody? This comes to us from Twitter News on the Minute. Breaking news. A man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect off the police scanner. A man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect. Again, this is only speculation, but it's being reported right now from Twitter at News on the Minute. A man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect in this cowardly shooting at this disability center. William, what does that tell you?
Not much yet. Not much yet. There are too many other...
Well, his name isn't John Smith, is it?
No.
His name isn't Mr. Christian, is it?
Then we don't know. This stuff has come up before, Dr. Savage. You get led down the wrong... Not you particularly, but...
That's right. So let's not take the bait. The mass shooting in San Bernardino, 3 shooters reported. They all got away. Well, who are the suspects? We don't know. But now we have a name that's just released by the Twitter news feed, Farouk Saeed. Sounds awfully Middle Eastern to me, doesn't it? Now, here's a story that I posted earlier on michaelsavage.com that is not related to this in any way because we don't know who did the shooting. Let's be very clear. Associated Press, not a right-wing conspiracy organization. Headline, ISIS as brutal toward gays as you would imagine. They're throwing them off roofs. Did you know that? You didn't hear about that in your local paper? ISIS as disgustingly homophobic as you'd imagine. Before a crowd of men on a street in the Syrian city of Palmyra, the masked Islamic State group judge read out the sentence against the 2 men convicted of homosexuality. They would be thrown to their death from the roof of the nearby Wa'il Hotel. He asked one of the men if he was satisfied with the sentence. Death, the judge told him, would help cleanse him of his homosexual sin. The man said, I prefer if you shoot me in the head, he said helplessly. The second man, 21-year-old Mohammed Salamah, pleaded for a chance to repent, promising never to have sex with the man again. According to a witness among the onlookers, that sunny July morning who gave the Associated Press a rare first-hand account. The judge ordered, take them and throw them off. Other masked Muslim extremists tied the men's hands behind their backs and blindfolded them. They led them to the roof of the 4-story hotel, according to the witness, who spoke in the Turkish city of Rahanli, on condition he be identified only by his first name, Omar, for fear of reprisals. Notorious for their gruesome methods of killing, the Islamic State group reserves one of its most brutal for suspected homosexuals. Well, I won't go on. Now, is that related at all to what happened in the handicap center? I hope not. So who are we thinking did this then in San Bernardino? Tell me. Tell me, if you're a rational law enforcement individual and you see about the shooting in San Bernardino, the first thought that comes to your mind is that it's terrorism. Is that not true? There's not a cop listening to this show, a detective, a Secret Service agent, a retired FBI agent, a current FBI agent, a current Secret Service agent, a current DHS agent. There's not a single agent in this country whose mind did not immediately say, is this an act of domestic terrorism? Not one would not think that. And if they didn't think that, they shouldn't take the job. They should be dismissed immediately. But of course, we don't know what it is. But you see how you solve problems is you start with theories. Don't you start with theories? Or is that illegal now to have a theory in America? Has it now become illegal to have a theory? Is it racist to have a theory? Of course it's racist to have a theory about a criminal. You can't have a criminal. You have to wait for the criminal to be shown. Just clearly shown before you can say anything about him. And that's why the criminals are running wild in the streets right now. Because the cops' hands have been tied by Al Sharpton, by Eric Holder, Barack Obama, and the other minions of anti-police activists in this country. But let's put all of that aside. Three shooters armed with rifles, none in custody. That's astounding to me. They had a SWAT team there. Why couldn't they at least shoot the car up as it fled? What is it? They have rules of engagement? You can't shoot a tire out of an SUV? Does any of this make sense to any of you listening to this show? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm bewildered, and I have a pretty analytical mind, and I can be very rational and cool. I'm very good under stress. I'm actually better under stress than I am under no stress. I get in trouble when I don't have stress. I'm telling you that for a reason. I don't crack under fire, and I don't crack under stress. This is a very disturbing story. They walked into the conference room with three rifles and opened fire. Now, there's one little disturbing detail, one tiny one that may not be related. Some people were at a Christmas party. Now, you could put two and two together. You start piecing the evidence together if you're a crime scene investigator. Three men unidentified. Christmas party, Farouk Saeed. I just wonder, am I allowed to even think that? Well, you wouldn't dare say it to your superior. No, if you work for DHS, you would never kick that up to the mean-faced, clipped-haired woman who you report to. No, you would never say that because you'd lose your job. So don't even suggest it if you're in the DHS or the FBI. Sit there like a dummy and make believe you don't know. Wait for the geniuses at the top to tell you what to think. Wait until the great president gives a speech before you say anything about who possibly could have done this or where they're hiding. At least that's what I'm thinking. This is Michael Savage. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Hey, let's talk about the breaking news because there's only a few outlets reporting this. And I cannot confirm this, but it is news. We all know about the shooting in San Bernardino. Everyone's showing the same pictures. Suspects got away after blasting the place up, killing at least 12. No one knows who did it. And now we get this from Twitter, at News on the Minute. Breaking news, a man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect that's coming off the police scanner, according to the Twitter feed. I cannot confirm it, but I have an obligation to read this to you. Breaking news. A man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect. Apparently this came off the police scanner. If we get more information, I'll give it to you. Now you put the pieces together. Masks, automatic weapons, shooting innocent people in a handicap center, getting away without a shot being fired at their car by the police. What is this picture? How did the police not fire at the escaping car? How? What, they were waiting for a rules of engagement from the sorority? They have to find Governor Brown? What was he, on Cloud 9 somewhere? Was Moonbeam communicating with the moon? Who were they waiting for? No helicopters? They chased O.J. Simpson's car for 12 hours, 6 hours. Where's the helicopter? I've seen police helicopters in L.A. on television stations for years. Chasing a speeding driver, a nut. Here's the people who shoot up a center like this and there's no police helicopter. Why? Tell me why. What is the rules of engagement don't permit helicopter chases anymore? What, it woke people up from their medical marijuana break? Something's wrong with this picture from top to bottom. John and WJ.
People need to take a step back from their emotions when they're looking at this stuff and look at it with a rational mind. And
all right, so let's hear your rational mind. Tell me who would shoot up a handicap center with automatic weapons.
Pardon me?
Oh, here we go again with the pardon me job. Tell me, let's hear John's rational mind from Detroit. Who would shoot up a handicap center with automatic weapons and escape like this? Who would do it?
Well, it's, I think, terrorists, obviously, whether there be from our borders or from beyond our borders, people that are looking to cause destabilization.
All right, so you're using rational, not emotional thinking. So how do you differ from me?
I don't, probably. I think most of our country does, though. Everybody wants to believe we live in some candy land, or that the fairy tale land is at least attainable.
What you're saying is that most people don't even want to accept that this could have happened, and that ISIS or an Arab group of sympathizers could have done it if that turns out to be the case. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. I'll give you a perfect example. Our medical profession, people don't like to hear it, but they never say they're going to cure anything. They tell you they're going to treat it. Reason being, treating it makes money, curing it cuts off money. We're a capitalistic society, and I think if people...
All right, so wait, okay, all right, I'm hearing you. I know the American Cancer Society. I've heard things about it since the early days in my years in the medical science, that the last thing they would want is a cure for cancer because they'd be out of business. I've heard the same rumor. But bringing the issue of terrorism to the forefront, you're making the same analogy. You're saying they don't want to cure it, they just want to treat it.
Well, it certainly is a possibility. It seems that way. I mean, the medical profession itself, that's when they use their terminology. They never say they're going to cure anything.
I know, but we're talking now about terrorism around the world. We're talking about ISIS, which is a cancer that has grown because the chief surgeon, Barack Obama, is asleep or doesn't care what they're doing. And he's let the cancer metastasize now so that it's in every county in America, at least in every state, according to the FBI. So now the cancer has spread because the surgeon let it spread. Isn't that what you're saying? The chief surgeon, the chief hospital manager, Barack Obama, said, don't worry about the cancer. I got it under control.
Mindset. Our mindset in this country is not to fix things, but to make money from them. And if you look...
Okay, hold it. People are still... No, this is not breaking news. People are still hiding in a nearby building, but that doesn't mean those are the people who did it. All we keep hearing is that the suspects may have left the scene in a black SUV. That's all we're hearing now for well over an hour. Okay, let's use our rational mind. Let's use our rational mind. KBOI Radio. Ted, go ahead. You have an open microphone. Fire away.
Put all the pieces on the table, Michael. Body armor. That body armor equals guns for hire. There's no personal conviction in body armor. Black SUV. Who drives around black SUVs are untraceable. Who has the number one item on his bucket list to do with the Second Amendment? I can just go on and on. I mean,
All right, I know where you're going. A conspiracy theory. I know where you're coming from.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE,
855-400-7282. We are following this crazy situation in San Bernardino. I'm watching the TVs. I'm reading every news site in the country. I have three people searching for it as I speak, and the only information that we have that I'm not seeing on the TV screens is this. And it came to us from a Twitter feed at News on the Minute. Breaking news from a police scanner, a man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect. I cannot confirm that, but I'm not inventing it. They're now confirming, by the way, that the SUV has been found, that it was abandoned. Now that should give detectives some lead, I would think, unless it was just a stolen SUV. God only knows. L.A.'s filled with black SUVs. Every would-be producer has an SUV. Every fake Hollywood star has a black SUV. Every wannabe individual in L.A. now has a black SUV. Well, who knows who did this? What do you think this is? I mean, everyone's going to say it looks like ISIS. That's what you're going to say. Let's take some callers. You know, you don't know which way to turn. It's not a bank robbery. Shooting up a disability center like this? With automatic weapons, and right away the demagogues are screaming for gun control? Right away, immediately, Hillary Clinton, the demagogue, screaming for gun control before she knew a thing about it.
Dianne Feinstein, the queen, the suspicious, crazy queen of hearts, gun control. Martin O'Malley, the loser, the nobody, gun control. Cliff, WJR, welcome. Give us your thoughts right now on this crazy story.
Yes, Michael, as a 29-year police officer, I'm going to get right to the point. And a couple things we need to look at. Like you said, you're right, not to jump to conclusions. However, BOL, BOLOs, which we call Be On The Lookout For, does not come out just at random. Information was given to us, or law enforcement, by some entity for that name. So somebody knew something, or maybe knew something was planned and screwed up, and information wasn't given out, and they carried it out. Number two.
Wait, hold on. I missed the second part. Okay, again, from Twitter at News on the Minute. Breaking news. A man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect off a police scanner. What are you saying about that?
What I'm saying about that in a police scanner, most that information, a BOL, Be On The Lookout For, a person, a vehicle, or a name, that didn't just come out of the air. Somebody had to have intel, information that was given to the police department to give that information out to the officers to be on the lookout for this person if you come in contact with them. Where did they get that from? Who knows? Somebody might have fell asleep at the switch. I'm not jumping to conclusions. Maybe there was an imminent threat, and they just downplayed it because of...
Oh, I hear you. I hope nothing. I hear what you just said. In other words, what? They were following him, and he did it, and now suddenly they release his name after he did it?
Or they had reasonable intelligence, but due to politics, we don't want to... Our guy in the White House doesn't want to scare people and make it political. They said, well, we're going to downplay this. We think it might happen, but we're just letting you know. And, oh, my God, it happened. Get that name out there now. We got to cover our tracks. Number two, the earmarks of Al-Qaeda. Soft target. What do you hit? You're in fast. You don't want to engage because I'm hoping to God this is not a prelude to something bigger. They're testing to see what our reaction is going to be able to counter that. Hit a soft target. You hit us in the heart. Hit disabled people. You've hurt us. You go after the government, you go after police officers like us, that's okay, that's sad, that's bad, but we're cops, we're firemen, whatever, government. But you go after soft targets, Michael, what does that do? And you're in it.
Well, I'll tell you what it does. It'll trigger a civil war in the country if the government doesn't do something very severe to the jihadists amongst us. If they do not preemptively drag them out by their filthy beards and arrest them before they do another act like this, there'll be a civil war in this country. I don't know how else to say it.
It's something to look at, Mike, but I do like...
If they're telling us... Wait. If I hear one more day that they know who they are, they're following them because of the vermin in the legal profession, because of the rats who have broken the cross off every war memorial, because of the filthy rats in the legal profession who have tied the hands of every agency in this country, if it turns out that they knew who this person was or these people were and they did not preemptively take them off the street by dragging them out through by their filthy beards, if that's what it turns out to be, there'll be a civil war in this country. The people can only take so much, they're going to snap.
Your hands are tied. You wouldn't believe the administration?
Now, what if it turns out to be white Christian males with crosses named Adam Jones? Now, why would they do that? Why would white Christian... What if it's a white Christian militia? Could they have possibly done this? Why would they do it?
Sure, absolutely. At this point, absolutely. Anybody, absolutely. But when you give a name out like that to be on the lookout for law enforcement... There's a reason. They knew something. That's too fast, Michael. That's too fast. That is way too fast for a name to come out. I'm sorry. I've been doing this 29 years. And when you put a name out like that,
Here's what's troubling. It came to me from a Twitter feed at News on the Minute. How reliable is that?
Well, there again, exactly. But is it?
I don't know. How reliable is the name Farouk Saeed? Maybe it's a false flag. Maybe it's someone who hates Muslims who put it out on Twitter. After all, I think we better go to care before we say anything about a Muslim terrorist. We better get their permission to even speculate in an age of Arab terrorism. We better be very careful and see if our good American-loving friends at CARE approve of our discussion and thinking. We have to go through that clearinghouse. We must absolutely do that. All right, look, very serious question. News conference coming up. From San Bernardino in minutes. I guess we'll run it live. If these news conferences are usually a waste of time. Stay on the line, my friend. I'm sending you Government Zero because my friends we have a zero government. I'm sad to tell you, we have a zero government. It's a government of itself, by itself, and for itself. You know and I know that if the government is reporting that they have, what, how many individuals under surveillance who are possibly going to go off like a rocket, just as they did in Belgium, just as they did in France, and they do nothing out of cowardice and fear and liberalism, it's certainly possible that they had them on their radar. FBI, DHS, local police agencies. I can't name the alphabet agencies who may have been watching these shooters and are now going to have egg all over their face. They'll cover it up if they were. Do you think they're going to release a statement tomorrow saying, sorry, oops, sorry? Oops, sorry, we were watching them and we didn't know they would do it? I don't know. Boy, this is a terrible story. There are no winners here. By the way, there are no winners here. Let's be very clear. There are no winners in this story. There are only dead people and injured people. That's all there is. Now, we will watch the news conference. We'll play it on the show. But you know and I know nothing's going to come of the news conference. Let's take some callers. Joe on line two. Go ahead from KSFO in San Francisco. What do you think?
Hey, Mike. I'm also working in law enforcement. I agree with your last caller pretty much line for line. My only curiosity is that usually when terrorists like this, if it is terrorists, hit a soft target, something like this, in and out, like you're saying, normally what they want in order for their MO to be recognized worldwide on the stage for terror is to hit a hard target and go down swinging. And I'm 100% behind the ball here when they say, or when I say this, they are, if it is terrorism, they're setting themselves up for fear in the homeland, fear in the small countries, fear in the small communities, fear in the small houses, fear in small town America, in order for them to strike a harder target where we will have a replica of Paris here in the United States.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying they hit a soft target to distract us? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying they hit the soft target as just a precursor to continue to strike fear in the hearts of America. I believe that based on...
Let's use common sense. You know who they are. We know who the strangers are. We know basically who the strangers are. Why is law enforcement unable to preemptively detain them? I want to know why.
Well, and I'm with the last caller as well. I've not been doing it as long as him, but there's absolutely no way that they got that intel that quick unless it slipped out of someone's finger somewhere that already knew or had a headline or two of the intel before it even got out.
Or unless it's a false piece of information, unless it's not even real. Breaking news, a man named Farouk Saeed is a possible suspect. Off a police scanner, this came to us from a Twitter at the news on the minute. We don't confirm it. I can't confirm it. Maybe it's a fake story. Maybe it's not even real.
That's very possible, too. But you remember when all the nonsense went down with Snowden, he flat out said out of his own mouth, he said, there's...
I'm sorry, we just lost this gentleman listening on the internet. There's no other story that I can talk about. This is the only story we should be focusing on. You want to comment on it? Do you think it's terror? Okay, let's put it another way. I want liberals to call me. We're going in the other direction. It's not Arabs. It's not Muslims. Who is it? I want one liberal to call the show and give me your conspiracy theory about who did this in San Bernardino and why. How's that? Does that work? Let's be fair to the conspiracy theorists amongst us or to the wild speculation that's rampant in America right now amongst thinking, caring people. People who think that we have a fellow traveler in the White House, a crippled government that sympathizes with ISIS or covers for ISIS, that has let ISIS metastasize to the cancer that it now is. Let's put that aside. Who else could have done this? Ask yourself a question. Who else could have done this? Tell me who else could have done it. My mind is drawing a blank. Who else could have done this? Who did this? KSFO, Lou, fire away. Who do you think did this?
Michael, if I were an investigator, my first suspicion would be ISIS, just based on the color of the vehicles, the color of the outfits, the masks, the MO, the whole, the brutal MO of attacking helpless people. So that would be my first guess.
Yeah, but we have no further information. We're not even hearing from survivors whether they spoke a word in English, whether they said anything in another language, or what they may have said as they were killing the people.
Yeah,
we don't know.
this vehicle.
We just don't know.
The vehicle for some time. And if
the vehicle's apparently the vehicle's been abandoned now. The vehicle has been abandoned. That means that they're on the run somewhere and they will be caught. Don't you agree with that?
ISIS has been telegraphing this for a long time now, promising that they're going to do it. Meanwhile, you have Obama acting like he's got all the time in the world to wipe them out, just going at a snail's pace over there.
Oh, he should have been impeached years ago. This man is a disaster for this country. I don't know how many more people have to die until this man is impeached. I know we don't have an opposition party. I know we have no opposition press. But the fact of the matter is, this terrible situation, we don't even know who did it. And I want liberals to call the show right now and tell me who could have done it other than, let us say, a terrorist group. No one will call. There's not a liberal in New York City, the heart of insanity, the land of Woody Allen, the land of Larry David. There's not a good liberal lawyer out there who wants to call that loudmouth Michael Savage and put him in his place and tell us who did it. Who did it? Three rabbis in black outfits? Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. It was three Zionists who did it. That's right. That the same Zionists who brought down the World Trade Center. Let's hear some conspiracy theories now. This is crazy. People in the building for a Christmas party. Machine guns. SUV. Escape. Not a shot fired at the SUV? Where was the helicopter? I'm asking the same question over and over again. I'm going to keep looking. I got to take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back with the news conference right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2600. Say we have breaking news, but instead we have someone speaking as if on cue, as though the script was written by Hollywood. Barack Hussein Obama has given a speech about guns. Let's hear it right now. It's one line long. Let's hear it.
Of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there are some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently. Common sense gun safety laws, stronger background checks, and for those who are concerned about terrorism, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing that we can do to stop them. That's a law that needs to be changed. My hope is that we're able to contain this particular shooting and we don't yet know what the motives of the shooters are. But what we do know is that there are steps we can take to make Americans safer and that we should come together.
One of them would, I'll tell you, there's one step we could take immediately to make America safer, which would be to have President Obama resign. That would be the first step to make America safer. The second step would be to stop all immigration in this country. Stop it on the dime till we know who's coming in. Then we could start deporting those who we know are on the watch list, throw them out of the country as fast as possible. Those would be intelligent steps rather than seizing guns. My friends, we are living in extremely dangerous times. We have an extremely dangerous administration. It's a government that rushed to judgment immediately and blamed guns without even knowing who the shooters were. Now, what if it was ISIS? What if it turns out to be ISIS or an ISIS affiliate or offshoot? Will he say we should ban all Muslims in America? Use common sense Muslim control? Look, this guy is a dangerous demagogue. Here comes the news conference. I doubt that we're going to learn anything we already don't know. You want to run the feed for me, Robert? Can we run it down the line? Let's hear.
We have Chief Jared Bergwan from the San Bernardino Police Department.
All right, let's turn it off. It's going to be another dog and pony show with no information. None whatsoever. If there's anything new, believe me, you'll see it before you hear it on my show. They can't say anything, and even if they could, they wouldn't. Let's take a Democrat and his opinion on this. I have only 40 seconds. Kim on KSFO, what's your opinion? Go ahead, please.
When I was in college, I took a lot of sociology classes, and I remember being told at the time that during, and like, for instance, in the Industrial Revolution, pardon me.
Kim, I have 30 seconds. Make your point, please. No academic exercise.
Well, what's happening now is the result of, in my opinion, globalism. Why haven't we beaten the terrorists at this point? We've been in the war since 9/11, correct?
Oh, because you elected Barack Obama, Democrat, liberal. Why are you asking about globalism? The man hasn't lifted a finger against them. It's all a fake war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, now it's 14 dead and 14 wounded. Automatic weapons. No report as to the ethnicity, nor of the background of the shooters in San Bernardino. I just watched the press conference. There was one indicator, though, that leads me to believe it was a terrorist attack, and that was the FBI agent said, we have no reason to say this is a terrorist attack, but there's no reason to not say it. He said that. Now, the FBI usually immediately says this is not a terrorist attack. Their MO is always it's not a terrorist attack, and we've all talked about how absurd that is. In this case, he said we can't rule it out, which means that it probably is. In addition to that, rumors are spreading across the internet that the San Bernardino shooting is an ISIS terrorist attack. It's a rumor. It's a rumor, in fact, that one of the perps has a name. And that name is Farouk Saeed. We don't know if that's confirmed or denied. Twitter users also spreading rumors that someone with the name Farouk Saeed or Farouk Saeed was the suspect. Been reported on Twitter. Being picked up by other sources. WCBM News picked up on it. Farouk Saeed. Some are saying it's a rumor. Some are saying it isn't. But meanwhile, the people who did it got away. That's what I'd like to know. How did they get away with this? They fled in an SUV. They abandoned the SUV. And now, where are the people? Where are they hiding? The San Diego Union-Tribune reported that Riverside Police dispatchers, and I'm quoting now, have unconfirmed reports the suspects were male and of Middle Eastern origin. They had AK-47s and body armor. Now, I'm going to go to the San Diego Union-Tribune for you. On the Savage Nation, and I will see what they're saying myself, because I read it to you from another source. Well, there is an article about that. Bodies on the floor, okay, specific numbers, but you read down on the article, and you do find that rumor in that article. There's no question about it. But the police certainly can't confirm that. Military-style attire. But again, no conversation about what they may have said or not said while they were shooting, if they said anything. But this attack on a center for disabled people is very disturbing on several different levels. And the fact of the matter is, for the President of the United States to use this tragic situation to push his sick left-wing agenda just shows you what a low life he is. What a low man this man is. He's the lowest of human types. Before they even know who did the shooting, he came out with his gun control message. And if you haven't heard this nauseating sickness emanating from this character in the White House, we're going to play it for you now on the Savage Nation. Let's go and listen to it now, right here on your local station.
Yeah, we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there are some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently. Common sense gun safety laws. Stronger background checks. And, you know, for those who are concerned about terrorism, you know, some may be aware of the fact that we have
Shut him up.
No-fly.
Shut this talking dummy up. I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry. Sorry to be disrespectful to the presidency, but I don't consider him a legitimate president. I think this man's actions indicate he's nothing but a left-wing fanatic who is occupying the president's office. Every situation in this country is used by him to push the radical left-wing agenda. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole gun control issue. I think that we've discussed it too many times, and it's a dead end. When Sotomayor was appointed to the Supreme Court, she's extremely to the left of center. During her hearings, I distinctly recall her saying, when she was quizzed about the Second Amendment, she said, the Second Amendment is established newer. We have the sound. I'm not going to bother getting it. Sotomayor, as unqualified for the Supreme Court as possible, when asked about the Second Amendment during her hearings, she said, the Second Amendment is established newer. And she quoted the case. How come if she knows the Second Amendment is established newer, the community organizer doesn't know that the Second Amendment is established newer? I think that the president could have come out and said, we'll get to the bottom of it, and if it turns out that it's immigrants or refugees that we just let in, we're closing the door. We want to calm you down. We're not going to bring any more of them in from Syria till we know more about this case. We're stopping the importation process right now. We're sealing our borders. You would have cheered. You would have said, thank God he's come to common sense. Thank God the government's going to protect us instead of this. 12 dead now. Was it 14 now? 14 now. 14. WBAP Mary, go ahead. What's running through your mind right now?
Well, I mean, some people would say that I'm a lunatic, but you know what? When you have a president, especially in light of, if everybody will remember, we still don't know what happened to the SEAL Team 6 after the Bin Laden raid, and all of a sudden, in the last 7 years since we've had this president who's pushing gun control, I'm not in front of my computer to verify the stats, but I'd be willing to say we've had more mass shootings in this presidency than any. And he has said, I'm not, my final act as president, I want to go out in grandiose style, is to implement gun control. Well, you know what? It's not too hard to be an American that loves your country and believe that there is a conspiracy behind everything that's going on in this country with this president, because he does not care about the country or the people.
Well, he's saying that he wants the loophole that allows people on the TSA no-fly list to legally purchase firearms tightened up. If he's so concerned about our safety, why wouldn't he tighten up the refugee list of those coming in from Syria, mostly males of military age? Wouldn't he tighten up that list first?
He would, but he's not concerned. That's why he doesn't. And, you know, I never would have thought, I mean, I listen to people. I don't have Fox News. I don't have cable. I don't even want to watch it. I'm a person that makes informed decisions. I will look at everything I can via the Internet and kind of meet in the middle. This man has no love. He has a pure hatred for this country. It's almost like...
All right. Let's not go into this. I know what you believe. We do not have any identification of who the suspects are. We do not have any motive for the shooting at this point. They know nothing. I knew it would be a nothing press conference. It's sad. You know, I watch the cops, the FBI, the DHS. I don't laugh at them. They have a murderously hard job. Terribly hard job. Their hands are tied. Their mouths are tied. They can't use common sense. They have to wait for a body bag and bring out the chalk. They have to wait for the corpse to bring out the chalk in the body bag. That's all they can do in this age of over-lawyering. It's that simple. Because the left wing is out of control, the cops cannot preemptively detain dangerous people. Unconfirmed reports that the suspects were male and of Middle Eastern origin are circulating. I just read that to you. San Diego Union Tribune. Maybe it's a radical right-wing organization, the San Diego Union Tribune. It could be owned by some right-wingers. I don't know. Maybe Nazis own it. But that's what they just reported. It's unconfirmed. Fluid situation. President has no light on a motive. Doesn't know who did it, but he knows that he's got to grab those guns. That's all. Conference call, where they were holding a banquet, building houses, 25 employees, library, conference center, goes in there, shoots it up, kills 14, wounds 14. No one knows anything or who did it. They don't know where they are. How is it possible with such a police presence right after the shooting, then get away? I personally don't understand it. I'm thinking out loud. I'm talking with you as though we're in a bar hanging around waiting for news on this. and we're just talking to each other. Am I right? Ski masks, military gear, SUV that fled scene, heavily armed suspects. One rumor has it that it was a man named Farik Saud coming out on a police scanner. Another one from the San Diego Union mail-in of Middle Eastern origin. I wouldn't be surprised. 14 dead, 14 injured. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's put it this way. If it were males of Middle Eastern origin, would you be surprised? No. I'd say I'd be surprised if it wasn't males of Middle Eastern origin. Let's put it that way. They've been telling us they're going to do it. So where does that leave you today? I'll tell you where it leaves me. I'll make it a very personal thing. I'll make it very simple, very personal. I'm one man in America. I happen to have a microphone with a very big radio show and a loyal audience that buys my books and follows me on Facebook. I'll make it very simple for you. If these rats are everywhere in this country, if these rats have invaded every corner of this nation because of Hussein Obama in the White House and because of him telling the brave men and women in our agencies to shut their mouths and look the other way even though they know who they are, tell me what it is that you would do personally to protect yourself and your family. Well, you'd make sure that your gun is oiled and loaded. You'd make certain that you have sufficient ammunition and weaponry to protect yourself and your family. That's what you would do. And if you live in a state where you can carry, you will go and get a conceal and carry permit. And you will be vigilant, more vigilant than ever, because the government has let you down. Government Zero has failed you again. You will have to protect yourself. It is each man for himself. If you are a liberal on medication in San Francisco, or a liberal on medication in Manhattan, what would you do? Who would you blame? White male Christians? If they showed them pictures of them screaming this or that, they'd say white male Christians did it. They provoked it. George Bush did it by bombing Iraq. Nixon did it. There's no talking to them. And so in a crazy country like this, where you have a divisive leader who wants everyone to have scrambled eggs for brains, and who has a left-wing agenda that doesn't quit, that doesn't stop, it comes down to defending yourself and your family the best you can. On that very tragically depressing note, I'll take a quick pause and be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
You're listening to The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow at 5, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How large is the homegrown threat from Muslim terrorism in the United States of America? Well, we don't know. Is this related to it? Or is this just workplace violence? Could be workplace violence. Could have been done by, we don't know. We shouldn't rush the judgment. Black SUV pulled slowly away from the shooting site. So they were mocking the police. They didn't even race away. They slowly rolled away. This is insane. Upwards of 14 dead, 14 wounded in a shooting at a San Bernardino clinic for disabled people. Three heavily armed gunmen are on the run in San Bernardino. I'm asking over and over again for 2.5 hours. Where is the police helicopter? Where is a news helicopter? Why are there no news helicopters overhead? Why are there no police helicopters that follow the SUV? Where are they? O.J. Simpson went on for 6 hours, 4 hours, how many hours, I don't know. I watch this all the time. Oh, I remember. I think Governor Brown outlawed police chases. That's right. That's right. They were outlawed. The demagogue just back from Paris tells us that we need gun control now. I would say we need immigration control. We also need presidential control. I think we need presidential control immediately because the number of shootings has gone up since he's taken office. If you want to do that analysis, go ahead. If you want to do cause and effect and statistical analysis, since this left-wing fanatic, this divider-in-chief, has been president, the number of mass shootings has gone up astronomically in this country. So you say, well, did he cause it? No. Then what is he saying? Guns caused it. So what is causing it? Well, you know, you can blame anybody you want, but today is another, it's a new world today. This is a new world. Witness says black SUV pulled slowly away from the shooting site. San Diego Union Tribune is reporting, really, males of Middle Eastern origin? Oh, I'm sorry, they pulled that down. That was up for a while. Then it got yanked from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Apparently someone saw that and said that. It got reported. And then immediately the censors at the government-controlled San Diego Union-Tribune pulled it off the story. Sorry, I didn't say that. It's unconfirmed. Okay, let's take some calls and see what America thinks right now on this program. WBAP Jeff, 30 seconds or less. Go ahead.
Dr. Savage, not only do we need to look at who did this, but who was the target? Who were the victims in there? I mean, for an individual to go into a center like this and do what they did, it's pretty despicable. So could this be an honor killing in addition to striking terror in the hearts of American people? Because you know about honor killings in Islam and the women and the Namus, according to the...
No, but hold on. That's a big topic, but it's not relevant today, Jeff, because first of all, we don't even know who did it. We have a suspicion it's going to turn out to be terrorism. But I wouldn't rush the judgment now and make it a so-called honor killing of another one of those fanatics. So let's leave that one alone. When you get on the show 30 seconds or less, don't ask me how I am. Just fire away. I'm going to give you the airtime. Okay, you ready? Are you ready to go? KSFO, Sam, fire away. Make your point.
Yeah, if you look at the last few mass shootings that have been committed by individuals, you know, a case can be made most of the time that, you know, for insanity. And when you have upwards of three different shooters with tactical gear that are able to escape undetected, you know, I think it's naive to think this is anything other than terrorism. I mean, you're right, there's other possibilities, but there's certainly the high likelihood is that's the case.
Absolutely. And what I'm finding this very perplexing, that a police chief would say they were armed with long guns. What are we living in, the age of the musket with black powder? Where did this idiocy come up calling a rifle a long gun? Where did that originate in the English language? It's an antiquated term for rifle. What do you mean by a long gun? That's something that an idiot who doesn't know guns would use. Now the police are using it. What do you mean long guns? What was it, an AK-47 or what? What do you mean long gun? The whole thing looks to me like obviously it's terrorism. And it's going to be covered up, wearing military-style attire, according to police. Escaped in a dark-colored SUV, which we know. Now I had reports an hour ago that the SUV was abandoned. Has that been abandoned now, that story? Where are they on the way to stopping for Starbucks on their escape route? And the police haven't yet checked their manuals on what they can do? Did they stop and slow down on the chase? Because it may have maybe it would have offended them if they chased them too quickly, because Jerry Brown could have intervened and said, you're going too fast on a local street. They could have arrested the police for chasing them too quickly. After all, you don't want to shock people. Look, there's no jokes in this. There's no jokes. There's nothing light. This is a gut-wrenching moment. More than a dozen killed, gunmen on the loose. They're on the loose with machine guns. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put ISIS together again. Wouldn't that be nice? But King Obama didn't say he's going to double down on stopping the refugees. He's going to double down on taking your guns.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Report came out from the government identifying 300 active recruiters for ISIS and terror on social media. Now you have to ask yourself, what sane nation doesn't go in and rip them out of their little houses and throw them into a dark cell and let them get the sick lawyers out of Stanford, out of adult law school at NYU to defend them? But you don't have them recruiting on our social media. Moreover, why isn't old Facebook stopping them? Why isn't Twitter forced to stop them from recruiting? What, you put the dollar ahead of everything? That's number one. Look, if you're at war, which we are, we've been at war for quite a while now. The war is escalating. Oh, we don't know if this is terror. This could be just workplace violence. It could be a disgruntled employee who didn't like the wedding cake that they gave him. We don't know yet. We shouldn't rush to judgment. It could have been just workplace violence along the lines of the Fort Hood massacre. But the fact of the matter is, if they identify 300 active recruiters on social media, and the FBI says that they have, 1,000 investigations underway of Arab, Muslim, potential terrorists, knowing where they pray, know where they eat, know where they drink, and they can't They can't pull them in. They're waiting for Belgium. Belgium was following that animal for weeks or months or years. The animal, the mastermind, some mastermind, the degenerate throwback. They were following him for months. But because of the liberal laws in Belgium, they couldn't yank him in and throw him into a dark cell, let him rot. Well, here we are. Welcome to Belgium. Welcome to Belgium under Barry Obama. The same rules of engagement. You know, I pity the police in this country. I don't mean in a sense that they're weak. It's a sense that these strong men can't do their jobs. Because I can guarantee you as I sit here that the lawmen of this nation could probably stop terrorism in this country before it happened. If you gave them 48 hours to do what they wanted, they could stop terrorism in this country. Say, oh, come on, how could you say a thing like that? Now they're looking for these three men, these killers on the loose in San Bernardino. Where are they? Well, let's use common sense. Black SUV pulls slowly away from the shooting site. Why would it pull slowly away? To mock the police. That's why. Michael Savage says to mock the police. They're saying, go ahead. We'll show you. We'll kill handicapped people. You can't do a thing to us, and we'll pull slowly away, and you won't fire a shot. They mock the police. So where would they be hiding right now? Ooh, let's put two and two together. Let's see if the genius in the White House can help us figure that one out. Now, let's assume that they're not of Middle Eastern descent. Let's assume for the moment that they have religious affiliation, but they're not Arab Muslim and they're not Muslims. They're not Arabs and they're not Muslims. Let's assume that they're Christians and they go to church. Well, what you do is search every church within a certain radius, right? Let's say they were Jewish. Could have been Jewish terrorists doing it to trigger World War III. You'll see that on the internet before the show is over. The anti-Semites will be typing that one up. So you go into every synagogue and see if they're hiding down in the vestibules or in the... could have been Buddhists. Go into Buddhist temples. Maybe they're hiding in the basement down there with the candle wax. Okay, can I say mosque? Just search all religious institutions within a certain radius immediately. Cordon off 5 miles. Go into every religious institution and say, we don't know the religion if it's terrorism, but they're hiding somewhere. They're either hiding in a safe house or they're hiding in a religious institution which is off limits. Right? So let's look into all religious institutions. Let's not focus on one in particular, because that would be racism and profiling. So search all of them. What would you do? Tell me, if you were in charge of this investigation, where would you look for them? Where would they be hiding? Where, they left the country already? Where could they be? They're there. They're hiding there somewhere. Where are they? Where would you look? There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with the whole picture. Okay, 855-407-282 is the phone number. I'm going to take your calls, 30 seconds or less. Don't ask me how I am. Don't say thank you and that you love me. Just make your point. Line 7, Ralph W. D. I'm sorry, GJ, go ahead, please.
Okay, Michael, you mentioned the police chief mentioning long guns. In my opinion, that's to get people ready to give up everything. Shotguns, hunting rifles, 22s, anything over 14 or 16 inches, because they're not mentioning semi-automatic rifles anymore. Also, why is the administration calling back all the military equipment they sent into local police agencies? Think about why they would be taken away from the local police now that they aimed them before.
Look, it all fits. It all fits because we have a very sick, evil man in the White House. This man is capable of anything. When you have the Iraqis themselves saying that ISIS is not being pursued by the United States and is published in the Washington Post, it leads me to understand that more than you and I and the listeners to this show are aware of the fact that this man is a very dangerous puppy. Really dangerous. He's out of control right now. Okay, we'll move on. Long gun. I couldn't understand it. Oh, I see. If it's a gun, seize it. Is that it? Is that what they did in Australia? Didn't they seize all guns? Short guns, long guns, medium guns, gun. Oh, gun, long gun. Because that's an inappropriate description of a rifle. I never heard the word long gun used except for people who shot black powder. Or people in Hollywood who used long guns to imitate Davy Crockett. No one uses the word long gun except liberal morons. Long gun. Now, police chief is using the word long gun. Long gun, short gun. Oh, it's a gun. Take it away. By the way, you know, in California, there are many gun-free zones already. You wouldn't believe how many gun-free zones there are. For example, you cannot take a gun into a school. Do you know that? You cannot take a gun into a school. Gun-free zone. Now, how is not taking a gun into these places going to stop any of these mass shootings? I don't understand the thinking of this. This is knee-jerk liberalism. It's an insanity. Okay. I would say it should be immigrant-free zones. Maybe that would help us. Illegal immigrant-free zones might help us about as much as gun-free zones do. Certainly, you got to stop the flow, the flood. I think there's 45,000 coming in today, aren't there? Isn't this the big day? I read that there are 45,000 Syrians being dumped on our shores today by all of the good people in the social service agencies around America. All right, my friends, get ready for a wild whitewater ride because the news is just horrible. Just horrible. Let's take the calls. WJR John from WJR in Detroit. Go ahead, 30 seconds or less.
Hello, Michael. What I'm detecting here is the development of these terrorist organizations. They're becoming more professional, and with that, you see that their emphasis is being placed on more survivability of the asset. The asset, in this case, is the shooter. And there's several advantages to that.
What is that?
Well, some can be you can use the asset again. So generally speaking, if there hasn't been some no-go zones, if they haven't really been established, then it gets more difficult to place these assets and place the equipment that these people need to use. So that would be one. You can use the asset again. Another advantage would be it would show that the enemy is weak and that the organization is more invincible. So it would really start to promote or allow them to recruit more, especially, say, in the Western world, because I think another...
Yes, I understand. Only punk cowards join a group like this. Vermin who are terrified, they're cowardly, every last one of them. And so they think, wow, now I have a higher chance now of raping a young eight-year-old. That's a good deal. Let me join ISIS. Maybe I'll get a couple eight-year-olds for the price of one if I join them. They're not, by the way, they're no longer waiting for heaven to get their 72 virgins. They're just using them right now. You know that, don't you? It's one of the most despicable organizations in the history of the world. Even the Nazi SS didn't rape eight-year-old girls. Do you know that?
That's correct. Here's an interesting point, too, is that if you have Muslims or even Western people that are maybe will be so inclined to join this organization, it's a sophisticated psychological a recruitment tactic, and that would be to promote the survivability of the asset. Because, you know, even if you're a Muslim placed in this country, you might not be, you're here for a while, might not buy so readily into the, you know, killing yourself and dying in the explosion. And the Western mindset is, you know, we like survivability. We like to win, you know, and so this is a more powerful recruitment technique, you know, that...
All right, what you're saying is they're showing that they're more invincible than we think. Here they are, not only getting away with this kind of cowardly act, but they're rolling away slowly, and no one can find them now. How is that even possible?
You might be right.
The police are saying they don't know where they are? The FBI doesn't know where they are? The DHS, which watches us every minute, doesn't know where they are? I guarantee you if you sent an email with the word gun in it, it would set off trigger alarms through 15 different intelligence agencies in this country. But they don't know where these shooters are? The geniuses? Oh, my goodness. There's blood everywhere. People are dead. 14 dead. At least 14 injured. You know, the number of dead will go up. And Doofus comes out and calls for gun control. That's the first thing out of his mouth. Fresh back from climate is more of a threat than terrorism. Was this as a result of weather or something? Maybe the weather was bad in Southern California to trigger this. That could be it, Robert. I haven't been thinking clearly today. It must have been climate, something in the climate that did this. Because it is climate change that's a greater threat than terror. And there's no question, according to Bernie Sanders, that climate, and the CIA for that matter, believe that climate is a greater threat than terrorism. That's why they're doing such a bang-up job. And so it could be climate-related. After all, Southern California is a pretty hot place. And if you'd let's say you didn't, let's say you were here as an illegal alien from the Middle East and you didn't have a job. That's very, very disturbing. Then the weather turns hot. That could have triggered it. The hot weather, the extra hot weather. That could have done it. That could have triggered the terror attack. That could have made you plan with your friends to go buy some body armor, some long guns, long johns, long guns, and go and shoot up a disabled center because the weather got to you. I'm surprised we haven't heard that yet. Police say we do not know who they are. We don't have any motive for the shooting. And yet there was a report earlier on the San Diego Union Tribune that was taken down, which we can't even repeat. It was up, now it's down, so it doesn't count. Ski masks, military gear, black SUV flees the scene. Heavily armed suspects at large, big manhunt. How is this possible? In this age where everyone knows everything that we do, every second they can track you. How can they not track these people? Can anyone explain to me how they can be on the run right now? Is there a cop listening to the show who could tell me how this is even possible? I am not a police person. Where are they? Where would they be? Can anyone tell me where they could possibly be hiding? We don't know their origin, race, religion. Where are they hiding? Something's wrong with this picture. And I'll tell you why. I finally figured it out. You want to hear why I think it may not even be jihadis? How do you want to hear a change of pace? Most jihadis want to be martyrs. They want to go out down in flames. They want to be killed in action. Did you know that? These guys didn't go in for the getting killed. What is this about then? Something's wrong here. Something is wrong with the picture. Do they want us to jump to the conclusion that it was terrorism conducted by Middle Eastern men to then show that we're all racist? Is that what they want us to do? And then throw us three dummies who aren't? I don't know. Anything's possible in this country today. It's Capricorn 1 wherever I turn. Everything seems to be created from the weather to the news now. Something's wrong with this picture. Everett, WDRC, line 5, go ahead, please.
It's interesting that Iran doesn't trust the United States being involved with ISIL. It's also interesting these people have military equipment. I'm also interested to know what kind of ammunition they had. Was it armor piercing? Because there was a purchase by the United States government right after Sandy Hook where...
Oh, my God. Oh, the 9 million rounds of armor piercing ammo. Where'd that ever go?
Yeah, good question.
Where would that armor piercing ammo go that we kept asking about? Why is the Social Security Administration buying armor piercing 9 millimeter? Why is the EPA buying armor-piercing military ammo? That's a very good point. That's a really key point, man. You must be a detective.
I've been listening to you. I used to listen to you from 9 to 12 years ago when I used to do service work at night, and I used to listen to you. That's how I became a listener.
Well, all we're doing is thinking out loud, which we have every right to do in this country. Everett, I'm sending you Government Zero, because if ever there was a time to see a zero government in action and see what we might do to stop this before it gets worse, it's today. Stay on the line. KSFO, Ray, go ahead. Line 2, fire away.
Yes, Michael, the next thing we're going to hear is how the police have to be dispatched to protect the mosque because of the fear of a backlash. We're always told that...
Why wasn't I thinking about that? Right. CARE will be out front crying over spilt milk. That's right. I wasn't thinking, Ray. I wasn't thinking clearly. The backlash story will appear immediately. Before they even find them, there'll be a backlash story. All right, Ray, I'm giving out books till the end of the show right now. Government Zero, stay on the line.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-C. All right, in the waning minute of the Savage Nation, there is nothing new to report on the San Bernardino massacre. We know that there are 14 dead. After three heavily armed gunmen in military gear opened fire on a developmental services center, the killers are still on the loose. They fled in a black SUV, and nothing more is known right now. It's astonishing to me on many different counts. We're going to have to wait as the day unfolds to see, A, if they're caught, and B, who they are and where they are from. At this point, nobody knows who they are or where they're from, but many people are already speculating that this is a terrorist attack. There is no reason to conclude it's anything but. It's as simple as common sense And that's it. And that's all I could say on this matter. Christmas party, then horror. San Bernardino facility had holiday fest a day before the deadly attack. Well, we don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't think it would, but yet that's what the newspapers are reporting. There was a Christmas party a day before. Why would that have anything to do with it? I have no idea. There's an unrelated story, I guess. Islamic State monsters behead a man they claim is a Russian spy in latest brutal execution video. And as they beheaded him, they said, "We're coming for New York and Moscow next." Well, this is San Bernardino. It's not New York and it's not Moscow. This is the Savage Nation. Be strong. God bless America. Lock your doors. Put your burglar alarm on. And for God's sakes, respect your Second Amendment. It's all we got between us and these monsters.